Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's go ahead and look at how futures are trading. These are the composite numbers in Kansas City. May wheat at 732.5, down 2. July, 738, down 3.25. March wheat in Chicago, 687.75, up 1. May, 694.5, down 1. In July, 697.75, down 1.25. March corn, 715, up 3.5. May, 694, up 2.75. July, 675, up 2.5. And December at 543.5, up 1.75. March soybeans, 1512, up 8.5. May, 1478.75, up 5.25. July, 1458, up 4.25. November, 1278.25, up 0.25. March soybean meal, 441.40, up 5.40. May, 441, up 4.90. March soybean oil, 50.28, down 12, and May at 50.31, down 30. April live cattle, 128.25, down a nickel. March feeders, 139.27.5, down 120. And April lean hogs at 81.60 are down 20.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Happy Report Day, Dave.
Happy Report Day. And Mike, for the audience, will be with us this afternoon for special coverage of the March WASDE report, and that begins at 12:20 Central, 1:20 Eastern Time. We thank you for that time as well.
Absolutely.
Well, let's go through this. Usually March is a kind of a blah report, but I do think that if you really begin to think about it, USDA has some credibility issues to deal with.
Not only that, Dave, and I'll swing back around and address that more specifically, but we have now, strap yourselves in, everybody, we've now officially entered the 2013 weather market after today's report as well. So that's what really is going to play a big role as the USDA report is if it is less surprising and has less into it than some surprises or something like that. The more meek and humble that USDA report is, I think the more we're going to trade the weather and the supply-demand and the managed money and the technicals. We essentially trade everything we've been trading. We just tack on and add to the weather. But you're right. The issues with the USDA really are most prominent with the soybeans, Dave, and I think that's where you're headed.
That's where I'm headed, right.
96% of your commitments are already filled with 5 months left to go in the marketing year. That's not even including your crushing. You know, you're just talking about exports. And so your 1345 export number is really suspect. And I would even go back and say in the last report for them to jump old crop carryover, I think, to 169 and build supplies up extra to justify their and I'm that's my word, not their, justify their export and crush increase from last month. That seems dubious to me, because what you and I have come to find out by our travels this spring is that there's not a lot of corn and there's not a lot of beans, and we're really scraping, it seems to me, in many locations of the corn and bean belt for old crop corn and beans. And that's, I think that's at the heart of why we have to really be very tightly scrutinizing these numbers.
And so, I mean, when I hear words like from traders and suppliers that say, you know what, we're going to have to import beans from Argentina in order to crush late into the summer. And then I think of what you just said, and I think what that could imply, well, I think you could knock off 100 million bushels off ending stocks based on the rate of exports to date, because $14 and $15 beans isn't slowing demand any. And why? Because you can't get them out of South America to begin with, because they're backed up 2 months. So where are they going to come from? They're going to come from here. So now you're looking at a crop that potentially, if you really were able to put the truth on it, which USD won't go on 100, but if you did, you might be looking at ending stocks at 25 million bushels, and that can't happen.
Well, and I think that two big points. I think also on the corn side, you're at, in my opinion, starting in 1995, I've never seen the cash corn market as tight as 1996, except right now. Mm. And I think that's the other thing that we have to really watch and be careful of in case we get a bearish report out of the corn and they try and take corn carryover above the average guess of 650 and try and place it closer to 700 million bushels. I think we're going to really have to scrutinize that especially. The other thing goes back to the issue of I've never seen, and I don't know very many people who have ever seen in the ethanol industry since ethanol's come online and since the early 2000s, where you know a ethanol facility like POET in Portland, Indiana, will put up a bid and post a bid identically for both soft red wheat and corn at the exact same time. That just shows you how tight we are on corn. It also helps explain really, really well why the wheat has continued to disappoint, not just from a fund standpoint and a selling side standpoint for the managed money accounts, but why we've got the wheat discount to the corn by about 30, 35 cents. So that those are two additional things. But going back to the bean issue, I think you have a really big point to be made. The closer you go to 100 million bushel carryover, if you use last year at this time as kind of a barometer, mm-hmm. when you start dropping below 125 and you start dropping below 115 and 110, that's when things could get really, really exciting. And I would say to people, and this is what we talked about last night in Jacksonville, is you get up to, you know, get down to 107, where my ending stocks number is for the pre-estimates, you're talking about, I think, maybe the possibility of 1650, 1675 lead month beans. You throw on top of that a port strike that goes on and on and on. You're talking about maybe hitting the major highs for the whole year, and it kind of helps you put into a mindset that this could be a bean market similar to 2004, where we made a high in late March, went down, tested support, went back up, and made a second double top in early April, and it was essentially over after that. I think that's how we want to play this bean market for right now, especially with the fact that the weather and any planting delays in corn would naturally, with the bean-corn ratio being at about 2.4 in the cash market for new crop, would put more beans in the ground with any planting delays if the nitrogen's not applied.
So the question then becomes for hedgers, how much of that strength can be carried over into the November?
I think that's where it goes back to. You get up to that 1675 level, and I would guess you would try and bake about 40 to 45% into the new crop price. You would see, I think, your July note spread go up to last year's levels of the 2-220 level. We're trading 180 right now. But you'd do most of the work in the spread, and so you'd probably be able to get the November beans up to that 1325 level. For me, the sweet spot is 13.25 to 13.50 to get 100% insured bushels, do half that in cash-related sales, do half that in paper-related sales. So when it comes to springtime planting, you're 100% insured bushels sold, but you've only really got about 30 to 40% on the books when it comes to the cash side.
Before we let you go, one last comment about the corn. Could it be that on the corn side, we talked about tightening out there. Remember, USDA, from their October to their November report, increased corn production. Maybe that production never happened.
Well, that's going to be the issue, is if they dare touch the exports because of the wheat market, they're probably going to have to reevaluate their production number. That would be my take. But this is where, unlike 1996, in terms of the cash corn market being like 96, mm-hmm. I think the futures market is nothing like 1996 when it comes to the fund trade, who's in control of the paper positions, and the fact that the wheat is weighing so heavily on the corn right now. And so I am probably out there one of just a few people that thinks that the real upside is in new crop positions at this point, Dave, that the old crop is going to fight getting above mm-hmm. 750 in the central Illinois area, going to fight probably getting above 825 at the Gulf. That's where the demand, I think, will shut down again, and the ethanol plants will just continue not to run.
Thank you much, Mike.
Talk to you later, sir.
Talk to you at 12:20 this afternoon. That's Central Time in our special coverage of the WASD Report. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn, 7:15 and a half up 4. May, 695 and a quarter up four. December, 544 and a quarter up 2.5. March beans, 1511 and a half up eight. May, 1478 and three quarters up 5.25. And in November, it's down a quarter, 1277 and three quarters. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 or B.